just have your name for the record, please.
My name is Juno Suarez.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening.
Good evening, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. My name is Tom Karwacki, and I'm representing the University Park Neighborhood Association's board, which would like to thank you for including additional funds in the ONI for graffiti abatement, disability equity indicators, data collection, and adding $30,000 for the East Portland Neighborhood Office. However, we think that Barack Obama got it right. Communities created by addition, not subtraction, and that you should fully fund the East Portland office at a full $110,000 that was requested and not try to subtract it from all the other neighborhood coalitions. And particularly from North Portland, as the representative for the PBOT Budget Advisory Committee, we want to thank the mayor for including the $650,000 for the Columbia Boulevard crossing, which Tina Kotek had gotten also for the state, and also for the ADA curb cuts, although I think this is just a down payment, and the numbers that we saw is much, much greater, and I think that would be a big issue that you might want to start talking to a lot more people about because they don't understand it.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Shayna Pomerantz. I'm here tonight as a member of the Human Rights, Equity and Human Rights Budget Advisory Committee. And without being redundant of a lot of the concerns that have already been expressed, which I agree with, I wanted to point something else out based on the budget allocation for more policing in the city. My concern specifically is that there are already resources within the city that are not being allocated, namely through the training that's offered through Equity and Human Rights, that could potentially, through this funding, could actually better train police officers in the community. There's many resources through the community partnerships with ONI. Without getting into budgetary issues there, that's not my forte. But I see that the city has tremendous resources that it's not allocating. When I listened to your State of the City address, you talked about housing as being a big concern and developing new housing projects. And there's obviously a correlation between housing and criminalization within the community. And I wrote this down. I wanted to offer a recommended reading, The Color of Law by Richard Rothstein. And he specifically came to Oregon with the Fair Housing Act 50th anniversary and talked about the correlation between housing and criminalization. So I think looking at that in these plans, which I think makes sense, but adding more police does not. It doesn't help the community. I'm hearing about issues with budget cuts for transportation for the youth. It's summertime. It's about to be hot. We need jobs. We need other positive things in the community. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Everybody, thank you very much. This is very thoughtful testimony. It was excellent, as I always expect from the people of Portland. It was great. Thank you. We are adjourned.
Nope, Mayor. Mayor, we need to continue the hearing to next to Wednesday.
Oh, sorry. I screwed up. I had this thing. Here we are. So the meeting for the budget committee is continued to Tuesday, May 14th at 10 a.m. in the council chambers at City Hall. Here. Be there. Thank you. Now we're adjourned.
Is it Tuesday or Monday?
Do
we have a budget workshop?
I have Tuesday, May 14th at 10 a.m. Is that correct?
May 14th is a Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday.
All right. It's Monday. Sorry.
We gave you the wrong script. I'll vouch for you. They did give you the wrong script.
Now we have to do the whole thing over again.